Fintech in Kosovo. This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Randy Mitchell. Episode number 771 is here. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Okay, let's get to it. Kosovo Chapter to Fintech 2019 does not exist. If you wish to inquire as to whether this country chapter is available in a previous edition of Energy in print or PDF format, contact us. Check availability if you are a legal practitioner interested in contributing this country chapter to a future edition of this guide. Please contact us. Send us a question. Please add your name and email address here. The Innovation Center Kosovo serves as the first point of contact for people who want to start their own business. The Innovation Center Kosovo plays an important role for startup ecosystem in Kosovo. Raiffeisen Bank Kosovo is committed to support and be part of the startup ecosystem. Kosovo has a long history with entrepreneurship, innovation and development. The region's largest entrepreneur community consists mainly from ethnic Albanians Bali living outside Albania, which are often called ethnic by many Serbian-speaking citizens. Citation needed. In 2015, it was reported that Serbia had invested 500,251,000. In 2016, more than 100% were held up on this investment through its partnership between Bosnian Chamber of Commerce KOSFOBIPCC, Medinarsk Bank NYSINUMTOAPIUZDLABENJAHLAJEISPORTUGUEDITOMIASEGOVANEMOLVATORYULASKAEGYPTICUNALSOLE-ANNEILBASNICASAINTURED. Above it, organization of the interesting center in South America. The Central Bank of Kosovo has already granted Pacera Kosovo the first electronic money institution EMI license in the country. For example, Kosovo residents and businesses now pay €25 for a money transfer to EU countries, but not for long. It will not cost individuals to send money domestically and to EU countries through the Pacera online banking and app, and the fee for business will not exceed €1, Kosovo President Belgrade said. Navigating the new territory isn't easy, but Finca Impact Finance is devoted to delivering innovative financial products and services that protect clients and ensure value for investors and partners. By using fintech innovation to meet clients where they are, Halo Yako represents a breakthrough for financial inclusion in Africa. Finca Impact Finance is using fintech innovation to break down barriers to financial inclusion. At the same time, it's ensuring those technologies deliver impactful and responsible financial services to empower entrepreneurs and communities across the globe. Finca has been leading global partnerships with more than 150 countries around Asia, including Indonesia, Brunei, Malaysia, Cambodia, Singapore. It also makes significant investments into emerging markets like China through its blockchain technology platform. The latest version of this report was published on the 11th of May 2017 at 00GMT by Forex Research Inc., an online consulting firm based out of Washington, D.C. Point 2 covers a broad overview of common issues in fintech laws and regulations in 50 jurisdictions. To find out more about contributing the Kosovo chapter to this guide. If you wish to inquire as to whether this country chapter is available in a previous edition of Fintech in print or PDF format, contact USFOR information on how we can contribute. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.